you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold,
it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
It's the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. Brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show now on the Cure Hotline. 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. Ow.
We're on the air a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Good Wednesday morning to you. How are you doing? A beautiful day in the neighborhood of Woodbine. Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. John Burton, Greg Pogue, Patton will be back in tomorrow. Adam Johnson running, running things here. Adam, good morning. What's going on, man? Good to see you. The ops manager is running things.
That's right.
Yeah, very interesting morning today.
Yeah, in the WNSR studios. It's been an interesting evening here, and I got some news update at the with Annie Oakley at the house. I got an update. She got her a raccoon last
night.
She's
out shooting critters last night.
That's a whole other story. But you get here. Obviously, you're filling in Devlin, and obviously Cooten and Patton out another day. He'll be back tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have anything left standing around here that the thieves did not haul off?
Maybe like some fan blades. They didn't take the fan blades.
But they tell the folks, he's showing me pictures. The fire department here.
Yeah.
Police. I mean, the cavalry. What? The Texas Rangers. Who all did you have here?
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police were here, I believe.
So, recently around this area of town, there's been a lot of theft and copper piping. And day before last, the restaurant underneath us was broken into, and they stole probably a little over half of the copper piping in their ceiling.
Wow.
And they didn't get everything reinforced last night, and I told Greg something was going to happen today.
Yeah, we predicted it, didn't we?
We were talking last night.
Said they're coming back for the rest of it.
Yeah, and I showed up at 5:45 this morning, and they completely disassembled three air conditioning units and a freezer unit outside on the side of our building, and took all the copper out of all the units. Just took them all the way apart, and then they actually went back into the restaurant and stole the remaining copper piping that was in the ceiling.
Jeez.
There's no more copper piping downstairs.
They knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
They just didn't go.
Well, they did it fast, so they did it with, like, pipe cutters or, like, bolt cutters, because the copper pipe, when it's cut, it's, like, smushed.
Uh-huh.
And, like, the proper way to cut copper pipe, whenever I had to mess with a water heater.
Whenever you stole yours.
Right, yeah. You have a little circular cutting tool that you spin around the pipe a bunch, and then it cuts it, and it cuts it clean, and it doesn't smash it down. It keeps it where you can mold it into another pipe. Well, these guys were just cutting it with bolt cutters. But, we had the fire department and hazmat crew here this morning, making sure there wasn't any gas leaks, and then some cops were here, and very eventful day behind the scenes in the Bill King show this morning.
Yeah, so they left us bare out there, right? I mean, they just took the whole thing. Three total AC units dismantled, and who knew, right?
I mean,
you know, copper. I don't know what's that word. I mean, What do they do? Melt it down and sell it? What do they do?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, there has to be a place around here on this side of town that buys like used copper, and so these guys cut it up and they take it to the shop, and these guys pay them maybe by the pound of it, or I'm not sure how the pay scale is, but I heard copper's worth a decent amount of money. And another thing they've been doing is, the last couple of months in our back alleyway, it's where our AT&T phone box is. Well, they cracked open the phone box, and there's about, hard to even explain, I'm going to say 10,000 different copper wires inside the box that are all different phone lines. Well, these guys will open the box up. This is the fourth time they've done this, and just start cutting wires because it's copper wires. And I guess maybe they can get a dollar for it or something if they cut them out. And so the one or two times we've had phone problems the last 6 months, it's been because they've cut our lines in the back alley, and AT&T has to come out here and rewire the entire phone box.
Here you go. Google's a wonderful thing. According to the Department of Energy, copper theft is responsible for about $1 billion worth of damage every year. So,
Does it give you a value?
I'm looking here.
Yeah, that's what I'd be curious to know. Like,
copper thefts continues to be a rising problem with a number of reported cases on a daily basis. Selling copper can be big business if done legitimately. They pay top dollar. There's places that pay top dollar. The market price for high-grade copper has surged to about $3 a pound.
There we go.
Okay. And it was a little over $2 a pound this time last year. So
copper's
$3 a pound, and it's heavy, right?
Yeah, if I had to guess, at least 50 foot of copper from downstairs, at least.
Wow. 50 foot.
I don't know how much that weighs, but, I mean, copper's not light. I mean, it weighs. And then whatever, they got all the AC units, too.
Well, I'm actually, my hometown, Rome, New York, where I was born, is known as the Copper City.
Yeah.
That was actually, you know, there was a big copper mill there that employed a lot of people. My dad worked at the cable mill, and then a lot of my, you know, friends' dads, parents or whatever, worked at the copper mill. Mm-hmm. And so that was a huge part. Like, it's like, copper is, like, for whatever reason, is huge in Rome, New York. I don't know if it's still known as the Copper City, but... you know, just brought up a memory. I always wondered, you know, what's the big deal with copper?
Well, a couple of years ago, if you remember, the catalytic converters were the hot thing.
Because of the mercury.
Yeah.
Is there mercury in them or something?
They could resell them or break them down and break them into parts. But, yeah, well, ever since, you know, we don't have to go through emissions anymore, I feel like the catalytic converter thieves have dropped dramatically. Now, I'm sure they're still out there, but I feel like they've adapted to copper.
Yeah. You know, if you steal copper, does that make you a copperhead? Oh, come on.
Dude. Don't say anything, John. Let's just let him sit there in the silence.
It's like I said before we came on the air. Death is easy. Comedy is hard.
All right. Well, let me get you caught up on the... of course, we had mentioned that Robin had lost 5 chickens, right, in the last week.
Yes.
And fox, raccoon, possum, or whatever. So she had sat out there the other night. Well, last night, our entire downstairs den was reconfigured. She moves the couch out away from the wall. She's got both windows facing that side of the house open. She's got in front of her a... 3 TV monitors.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and that's downstairs. My office is downstairs, so I go in the kitchen to get something. She's over there, and all of a sudden, about 10:30, she jumps up, and I think, what? And she runs outside, and about 2 minutes later, pap, pap. I mean, she shot a possum.
Okay.
And then she trapped a raccoon in her trap.
Wow.
Yeah, and she didn't waste any time on capping that thing either, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So... She, we had a shooting gallery out there last night.
So do you have a new hat?
So she had a
Davy Crockett.
She shot one. Well, she shot the other one after she caught it.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's it. What were the possum and raccoon working in tandem? I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
they were like a tag team. You know.
But she was awful proud. She said she was out there. I don't know. She's downstairs.
Right.
She said she was out there at 2:00 in the morning and 4:00 in the morning because on the kind of cameras she has set up,
mm-hmm.
it has a sensor that'll beep,
mm-hmm.
so that'll wake her up. And she was packing downstairs.
Don't piss her off,
hey,
man.
Don't come steal her eggs.
Your wife is a boss, man. I've been saying it. Well, she's an absolute boss.
Yeah, last night she shot a possum and trapped a raccoon.
Wow. What were you doing at the time?
I was sleeping.
The man of the house was sleeping.
Well, yeah, damn straight. I'm not going out there. Oh, hey, you know what I do?
At least you're honest about it.
You know
it.
What I do? I pay for it.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
I pay for it.
Right. Yeah. Well, real quick, my evening survived power outage.
What is this? Everybody going through some kind of mini trauma.
It was a scheduled power outage at my complex where I live, and it was
in Bellevue.
Yeah,
I didn't get one. That was just you.
That was just it was my building and a couple other buildings where I'm at, and it was a scheduled power. They were supposed to do it AJ last month, but it was so freaking hot they couldn't do it. You know what I mean? So they rescheduled it. And so it was last night. They turned the power off at 10 p.m., turned it back on at 6 p.m. to make improvements. So, you know, it was a little inconvenient. I had to, like, you know, pack a cooler with all my food and stuff like that to make sure, you know.
Well, now I know where our AC units went, Greg.
So we got through that fine. Woke up this morning, power's back on. So no harm, no foul there. So
good.
Wow, we all had evenings last night.
Oh, mine was fine. I was just in a little shooting gallery out in the
but
yard.
But I'm saying all three of our evenings were lit. Well, mine wasn't lit because my power was out.
Yeah. Well, but it's back on this morning.
Back on. Everything's good to go.
You didn't lose any food or anything.
No. Like I said, I packed the cooler about 9 o'clock, and you know, got everything. I had to throw out some stuff because I knew there was just no way I was going to be able to, you know what I mean? It's just like, you know, condiments and stuff like that, you know. So
the Titans and Bucks today and tomorrow, getting underway bottom of the hour. The roster got cut down yesterday. Josh Malone didn't make the team.
Yeah.
They were pulling for him, but no surprise.
Yeah, there had been some talk maybe in the spring, you know, he was looking good during OTAs and minicamp that he might have a shot. But, that's not going to be the case, obviously. So tough to see him go, but hopefully another team will at least bring him into camp and give him an opportunity.
Yeah, they had to get down to 85 by 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, a week from yesterday, down to 80, and then 2 weeks, August 30th, down to 53.
Mm-hmm.
They did pick up a defensive back out of Kansas City, Lonnie Johnson, but significantly.
I think his old man, Lonnie Johnson Sr., played in the NFL. He was a tight end with the Buffalo Bills.
Played with the Texans the last 3 years, played in 44 games, had 19 starts, a kid out of Kentucky. But the significant thing was they traded yesterday for safety Tyree Gillespie with the Raiders. He's a fourth-round draft pick for the Raiders in 2021 out of Missouri, a conditional late first-round pick going the other way. I tell you what, Amani Hooker and Theo Jackson, both Hooker hadn't been out there for a few days, and I think it's two things. One, we've talked about depth there. There's really very little depth behind Byer.
Bunch of guys
and
are banged up, and there wasn't a lot of depth there to begin with, like you said. Yeah,
and so now with the Hooker status because they don't tell you, don't know Jackson status because they don't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting depth at that position. For two reasons: injuries and lack of depth.
Yeah.
So. But because you usually,
I mean, that's pretty significant when you make a trade.
Yeah, you don't
especially
see
in training
that.
Camp. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah,
they didn't give up anything but a conditional, which means where that will show up will be just how much Gillespie does.
Exactly.
That's the condition.
Right.
But so anyway, that today, are you going to be out there? I like that. I won't. That's you wearing Columbia blue today.
Yes.
That's like the shirt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I got my new Channel 5 Columbia blue golf shirt on. So, I'll be heading out to camp. I'm going to hang with you for the first hour, maybe a little bit after that, and I'm going to head out to camp just to, you know, see what's going on with the Buccaneers. And, you know, we'll monitor Twitter for you folks to see if, you know, if Taylor Lewan gets in a fight or something like that. I just love what he said about the joint practices. I guess this... You guys heard of this mobile game called Lawless? It's like, I guess it's like a first-person shooter game or whatever, where you're out there in the Wild West and, you know, you're getting in gunfights and stuff. And that's what Taylor Lewan likened these joint practices to. He said, you know, it's like a Lawless game, man. You're out there. It's like the Wild West. So we'll see. Remember, there was a big brawl last year when they scrimmaged in Tampa. So we'll see what happens. I mean, doesn't feel like it's going to be super hot today. So maybe tempers.
Cooler
heads will prevail. We'll see.
Brady, no Evans, Godwin's limited. We'll see just how much work both sides.
I wish Brady were here.
Yeah, you'd lose. Of course, you know, you got the GOAT. You'd love to have him out there.
Yeah,
but that way you're going one on ones. Who do they got? Kyle Trask and Blaine Gabbert, right?
Gabba gabba goo, gabba gabba gee.
Nolensville Little League kicking it off today, 2 o'clock. It's on ESPN. The Southeast Region Champs will play the New England Region Champs out of Middlesbrough, Massachusetts. If they win, it's a double elimination.
Right.
That's what happened last year. They lost the first one and got in the loser's bracket. If they win, they play Friday. If they lose, they go to the loser's bracket elimination game on Saturday. But, 2 o'clock this afternoon. on ESPN.
ESPN.
Braves, man.
Yeah.
8 in a row, 5-0 win last night over the Mets. Only 3.5 back. Charlie Morton, 12 strikeouts. Matt Olson, 3 hits, 25th home run. And Michael Harris, the young stud, gets a 8-year, $72 million extension. So
well deserved, I would say.
Yeah, they've locked him up.
Yeah, lock that guy up.
Well, he's, and they got it at what, $9 million a year, which is probably a bargain for him.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And so, for 8 years, I mean, he's still a young guy, so
yep.
You know, he can get a decent amount of money now and still in 8 years be young enough, you know, to really go for big money. Assuming, you know, he keeps ascending the way he has, and yeah, great job by the Braves last night. I felt like winning the first two games of this series was very important, given the fact that you're going to get Scherzer and DeGrom on the back end of it. And so, you know, you're looking at no worse than a split. Now, if you can find a way to win one of these next two games to take 3 out of 4, I owe the Braves an apology. I thought they were dead and buried after losing 4 or 5 in New York last weekend. And they've responded well. But, you know, they're a championship team. They have that championship pedigree. So, you know, good on them. So figure out a way to win one of these next two games, take 3 out of 4, you are right back in that NL East pennant race.
Again, both games, all four games, 6:20, 6:05, the pregame right here tonight, Scherzer against Jake Odorizzi. And then as of last night, I'll check again here, the Braves have not announced who's going against DeGrom tomorrow. But, one more, you'll be no worse than 3.5 back. You still got, I think, maybe 4 or 6 games with the Mets.
Yep.
Something like that. So
it's not done yet. So like I said, I declared the division race over, but clearly it is not. So good on the Braves.
All right, that gets us going this morning. Hey, coming up, you know, we've got the Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week, Greenbrier and Springfield. At 10:40, we're going to start a little thing where we'll spend about 5 minutes with each coach. And that will be Dustin Wilson of Springfield and John Elmore of Greenbrier, the athletic director there. We've got our schedule pretty much. You want to go ahead and say what the first 5 weeks are? We can, right?
I checked out the schedule yesterday. It looks like some really, really good games here, man. It's going to be fun.
I don't know if I'm... I thought I printed it, the new one off, but it's so next week, Fairview at Creekwood.
Correct.
After that, Blackman at Riverdale.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
And then week September 9th, week 4.
CPA at MBA.
CPA at MBA. And then September 16th,
Marcel Reed.
Columbia Academy at DCA. So there you go.
Well, I'd really like to see, and no deference to any other teams, but the one team you'd love to see, you know, win a state championship is NBA. They've been runner-up the last 2 years, and, you know, obviously I've got an affinity for Marcel Reed. We had him on the show last week, and his dad, Rod, who was a coach at Tennessee State for all those years, I've gotten a good relationship with. So
I've met him.
Yeah, you know him a little bit.
he used to come to this radio station every Sunday morning.
I know.
Believe that.
I know. Wow. But I'm just saying.
I played in his golf tournament, too.
Oh, you guys got me beat.
No.
I'll just stop talking now. No, but that'd be kind of cool to see Marcel go out with a state title on his way to Ole Miss. So yeah, it's going to be a great season. You know, it feels like things are really back to normal when it comes to high school athletics. It's been, obviously, a couple years with the pandemic. Things have been crazy. You can't go to the game. You can go to a game. Only family members can go to the game, this and that. Now it's everybody, we're all in. You know, Friday Night Football, we'll have it for you on News Channel 5, the great weekly high school games here on Nashville Sports Radio. It's going to be a great season. A lot of fun.
Our scoreboard show Friday nights as well, Prep Football Talk as well. So we got you covered with high school.
Bruno Reagan's snarky comments.
All right, we'll take a break. Hey, coming up after, do a little prognosticating from Vegas. It will be Brad Powers.
Woo, it's a scorcher out there, but we've got tips that'll keep you chilling this August. Tip number one, keep your AC in peak condition. Tip number two, drink lots of fluids. Tip number three, go for refreshing top prizes up to a cool million by playing all new August Insta games from the Tennessee Lottery. All of these exhilarating games can lead to cold hard cash. So head to the shade of your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer and enjoy some game-changing fun today.
Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
From scholarship and grant programs to providing students with the qualifications and certifications they need to start their professional careers, The Tennessee Lottery has awarded more than $6.5 billion in funding to education programs, and we're proud to play our part. See for yourself how all of the fun of the Tennessee Lottery goes to supporting someone's future and a brighter tomorrow at tnlottery.com.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its growler filling stations. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Laverne, City Slickers.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve our U.S. military. This message is brought to you by The Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. Online at thelsco.com. The Locksmith Company, looking forward to seeing you.
At Paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes by up to 99%. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-297-0674 to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-297-0674. That's 800-297-0674. Again, 800-297-0674.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. For this morning, mostly sunny, high near 86. Mostly clear tonight, low around 62. Sunny tomorrow, high near 87. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, low around 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Chris Stone.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Greg Polk, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel.
What the heck was that?
That was my laptop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Put the speaker up.
Yeah. There's a volume knob on that laptop there.
I understand that. Brad Powers, Brad Powers Sports. Of course, the Bill King link at the top right of his bradpowersports.com and bradpowers7 on Twitter. Brad, good morning. How you doing,
What's
sir?
What's up, Brad?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, man. Are you getting the itch?
I still need these final 10 days before the season starts, but I am a little bit.
You know, because you're sort of at the start again, because this is what you do, right? Everything you prepare for are the games. Now you can play all the stuff beforehand over the totals, win totals, yada, 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 bet the things early. But until the games, you don't know if you're right or not, right?
Agree. And the only thing you can control is trying to get the absolute best price possible. But, I mean, I've had years, a couple years ago, where I think I didn't bet as many as I do now, but I think I had like 17 week one bets, and I think I had beat the closing line by more than 3 points per game, and I went 3-14. So that you never fully know.
I actually remember that. You weren't very pleasant on the radio after that. I'll just let you know that, Brad.
I mean, statistically, that should have been an improbability. I'll just put it that way.
It's an anomaly. It really is. By the way, let's do this on the front end. I think I even forgot to do it. Tell the people, I know you resent your August issue out to subscribers. Just tell the people how to get your stuff and why they should on the front end, because I do. I get it. I subscribe every year.
Yeah, so my newsletter for the entire season, it's $89. It's for NFL and college. You get it sent to you every Wednesday. I write every single game, every single week, and then I have top picks of the week. At least at that time on Wednesday, I always give out my top five college, top three NFL. Over a sample size of well over 1,000 games, I'm hitting 54% over the last 7 years. So if you're intrigued by it, don't necessarily buy it for the picks, buy it for the information. And if you want to sign up for the season, it's $89. Go to radpowersports.com and click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Do you know we on this station we will have the very first college football game, 11 a.m. Central. Western plays Austin Peay at FCS school, obviously here from the OVC, well, former OVC, rather, headed to the Atlantic Sun. We will have the very first game at 11 a.m., Michigan State Northwestern a little bit later on. I like these week zero games. I know Vandy goes to Hawaii, but there's some interesting games for week zero.
Yeah, Nebraska plays Northwestern in Ireland.
Yeah.
You're all over Sparty there.
I don't care. Who did I say?
Tape on that one.
Who did I say?
No,
Wisconsin?
Yeah.
But close enough.
No, Austin Peay, West Kentucky. Now, there isn't a lineup yet, and people ask me, what are you doing now? I'm actually working on FCS. In these final couple weeks, that's all I'm doing is FCS and just reading injury reports as far as the FBS goes. But I'm intrigued by that game, to say the least. So I'm expecting I will be involved, and it might end up being my biggest bet of week zero. I'm not going to tell you what team I'm going to bet or if it's over-under, but I'm hoping to get heavily involved in that very first game of the season.
Well, since you're talking to FCS, what do you got on Austin Peay this year?
So this is the way you get around my pick. Not much.
Okay.
I'll give you.
We'll get it out of you one way or the other, Brad.
I'm just gonna read it in the newsletter, Brad. I'll wait.
Well, see, here's the thing. This is how good my FCS is. I don't put FCS stuff in the newsletter. No. So I don't think much of Austin Peay this year. I'll put it that way. Only 6 returning starters. I know they went 6-5 a year ago. They've had some success here recently, but I mean, when you lost as much production as they did, I'm looking to fade Austin Peay.
Well, because the FCS is interesting because you've talked about it, how you think the lines are looser because they just don't pay enough attention. They don't, I don't know if you could say they don't care, but I mean, they care if they're losing money. I know that. But Tennessee State with Eddie George, have you looked into that? Obviously, I have, since I'm their play-by-play announcer. I just wonder what you think.
I have not gone through them position by position yet. I do think they're improved this year. Some of my early power ratings, my numbers expect improvement. If that's the case, then they're a team that'll probably flip from 5-6 to a winning record. I'm halfway through the Ohio Valley. I haven't done everybody. I know that there's a new team in the conference, Lindenwood. I would still expect, UT Martin lost quite a bit. So I think they come back to the pack a little bit. So I think it's a little wide open there. Murray State's okay. Obviously, at the bottom is going to be Eastern Illinois. But we'll see. You're probably highly anticipating a nice trip to South Bend next year, Tennessee.
Yeah, they open up. I'm actually anticipating a trip to Cheney, Washington in about 2 weeks. So, for the Red Field.
That'd be a good one, the Red Field?
Yeah.
From Washington?
Yeah.
There'll be, I'll tell you this, I won't give you my exact line on the game, but there'll be a sizable underdog.
Yeah, probably so. Brad Powers with us, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Greg. I was just reading a really cool article. I haven't finished it yet, but it's on CBSSports.com, Brad. It's kind of like a college football betting guide. And some interesting things here. The most successful favorites, minimum 20 games, Utah State, a 72% cover rate. And the most successful underdog, Purdue, a 71% cover rate. How much of those factors should bettors, factor in, I guess, when they're looking to handicap some college ball this year?
For me, it's zero.
Okay.
If you'd have asked me that 5-6 years ago, I'd have said, oh, yeah, I pay attention to those trends and stuff and whatnot. I just think there's so much turnover, coaching staff, roster, that those long-term trends don't necessarily mean much. The only thing I'll say that, you know, I tend to look at trends, like Nick Saban does really well in season openers. Nick Saban does well with extra time to prep. Urban Meyer was good with that. Stuff like that, if they're at, you know, if a head coach has a ton of success no matter where he goes, or he's been at that certain program for 10-plus years, then I might take a peek at that. But for a majority of college football, that stuff just, that's just noise. That's something that somebody will print up. And, ooh, that sounds, you know, that sounds good. You know what I'll do? I'll ask Brad Powers that question.
No. that's exactly what happened. That's awesome. I'm glad I asked, though. I really am.
hey, Brad, I was watching a you were on some kind of a you were on a podcast, Props and Hops Pod, and you're wearing a Texas Longhorn cap. What's up with that?
Oh, I just like burnt orange, and you know, I like the Texas symbol. I don't like Texas this year. I bet against them in a ton of games. I bet under their season win total. So, I mean, and I do it. You talk about, you know, playing around. I mean, I do it. Oh, he's wearing Texas. He might like Texas this year. I do that for that reason.
Well, that burnt orange matches your beard. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't look into that too much, Greg. I know you like to, you know, follow me very intently.
Well, I know, but I also get a glimpse of a little bit of your apartment there, too, which is really cool.
Yeah, am I going to have to, you know, call a lawyer up? I mean, I'm serious. You guys are laughing. I'd be a phone call right after this.
I'm harmless. Trust me. if you see me, I'm there. I'm buying. I'm picking up the tab. Okay. You see me coming. Though, and I just go back to the original thing. Though, it just feels like, I think for all of us, but especially what you do, it's just like they're, you know, right before the Kentucky Derby, they bring the horses and they get them in the starting gate.
Mm-hmm.
They're now lining Brad up to get into the gate, right?
Yeah.
And he's in there bucking and all of that and just ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good analogy. I'll say this. I felt like I've run a few races already since I've already bet like 300 games or 300 bets so far. So I know a lot of people won't even bet that throughout the entire season in totality. But, I'm getting there, although I'm taking on extra work doing the FCS. I power rate the FCS, so I'm telling people that I do need these last 10 days to make sure I got my I's dotted and my T's crossed.
By the way, though, and I tweeted you, Patton, I tweeted Patton and John last Thursday night. I took your advice and took the Ravens on the money line.
Mm-hmm. Hey, they don't lose preseason games, yeah, man. They're, you know, that's obviously obviously it's something that Harbaugh, you know, harps on. He wants to win those games.
It was -115, and okay. You know, basically a pick 'em. And and that's the point. I think the spread was, I don't know, whatever it was, 3, 3.5, wherever it was. At what moment is it better to do the money line than the spread?
Well, that's a really excellent question. I would say I would actually prefer it in that instance in preseason because I think you're paying a premium on the point spread on Baltimore. And also, I'll say this, I'm personally more inclined to do money lines in preseason just because ones and twos, obviously three is a key number, but one and two are actually more important in preseason. Why? Well, there's lesser scoring, even though everyone's overreacting to all the higher scoring games last week, but typically, I mean, the NFL preseason, much lower scoring. So suppressed scoring means other numbers are more key. And then, I mean, nobody wants to tie. So, you know, they'll go for two or whatnot, try to actually physically win the game. So, that's a good question. I would say that I'm a lot more prone to betting the money line in preseason than I am in the regular season.
So I saw a headline that, you know, Penn State is not getting enough love in the preseason top 25 by the AP or the coaches poll. Just curious to know, because obviously James Franklin coached here with Vanderbilt. Where are you at with Penn State this year? You big on them or not?
I agree with that sentiment. Yeah, I agree with the sentiment that they're underrated. I mean, they should be in a top 25. Now, keep in mind, I mean, When I do my power rankings, I can care less about an AP top 25. I'm just right. My power rankings are basically who is favored over who on a neutral field. I have Penn State 12, so the fact that they're not in the top 25 of an AP poll, I think that's a mistake. I think they're, you know, do I think they can contend with Ohio State this year? No, I'm not sure that anybody can really, you know, contend in the Big Ten with the Buckeyes this year. They also have to play at Michigan. I don't think that's ideal, at least for Penn State. So I think they're the third best team in that division. I got Penn State right around. Their win total is right at 8.5. I think that's fair. They're 8-4, 9-3 this year.
Here's Saturday night. No Tom Brady. Titans minus 2.5. Any thoughts about that?
Tough one. I haven't bet it yet. I can tell you the early money's on the under, believe it or not. Because the expectation is Tom Brady's not going to play. Starters aren't going to get many snaps for Tampa Bay. I think if push came to shove, I probably want, just because the quarterback rotation for Tennessee, with a rookie, they're going to probably play him extended minutes. Right now, I'd lean Tennessee, but don't hold me to that one yet.
And the total, what, 30? You're seeing it 38.5 is what I'm looking at. Is that?
Yeah, I would lean under. I can tell you this, the Joes like overs because the overs just went, I think they're on a 13-3 run. So what happened here this week is the sportsbook directors set those totals a little bit higher than what they typically are. And I've seen a lot of pros come in and hammer, you know, in certain aspects, they've come in and hammered these unders pretty good this week.
All right, Brad. Once again, tell the people how to get in touch with you and possibly start stalking you.
Follow me on Twitter at BradPower7. Sign up for my weekly newsletter, BradPowerSports.com. Click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
Brad, always fun. Enjoy.
Contact Greg. He's got all the information. He knows exactly what I'm doing here in 5 minutes.
Thanks, Brad. Always fun, buddy.
Appreciate
Thanks,
you, Brad.
All right. Take care, guys.
That stick's getting a little weird, isn't it?
It's kind of jumpy, sharky a little bit.
Yeah. I'll back off a little bit.
Yeah, you might want to. Yeah. It's something to consider.
But there was him with the on the podcast from his apartment, so I got to see a little bit of what his apartment looks like.
Yeah, he seemed really excited about that.
It's a wall. I saw a wall. All right. We'll take a break. Hey, the Cure Hotline, give us a call, 615-844-5600. One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props or game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook is you can combine prop bets from multiple games and now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them on FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. If you don't want to build your Same Game Parlay, check out their popular Same Game Parlay section where you can join the bets other users are jumping on. And if you're new to FanDuel, sign up with promo code GREGP to get your first bet risk free. Up to $1,000. Make every moment more. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use promo code GREGP.
Use the promo code GREGP.
See, and from the Peanuts section, John Burton.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
You have a 90% chance of surviving a lightning strike. You have a 98% chance of surviving a shark attack. You have a 99% chance of surviving a snake bite. But you only have a 50% chance of surviving a crash if you aren't wearing a seatbelt. Your truck may be tough, but a seatbelt makes it tougher. Buckle up in your truck. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
DQ presents how to experience the new DQ Reese's Take 5 Blizzard with your five senses. First, open your eyes and see it all. Reese's peanut butter cups, caramel, peanuts, pretzels. It's beautiful. Then feel it. Oh, it's cold. Next, listen to it. Now smell it with your nose. Oh, sweet top notes. And finally, taste it. Experience the new Reese's Take 5 Blizzard today. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com. Delivery subject to availability, additional fees, and minimum order requirements.
The world champs are back. The Braves are out to defend their world championship. And behind Matt Olson, Ronald Acuna, Dansby Swanson, Max Fried, and this loaded 2022 roster, a repeat is within reach.
Here goes Ozzie. 2-2 on the way. Hit well. Deep center field. Might have ourselves a tie ball game. You betcha.
And we'll bring you every huge moment of the Braves 2022 season right here.
The Braves, live here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. Strikers Fair Family Fun Center Studios. Adam Johnson in, already with the eventful morning with the hazmat team, the fire department, the police department, and FBI, CIA, all here. It's pretty wild. If you missed,
crazy.
If you missed the first part of the show about we had everything. We didn't have everything. The landlord had everything stolen from here. But we're still standing. There's a, people don't know, we're in a two-story building on Nolensville Pike. We have the upper floor, which is really nice, and then the bottom floor is a restaurant facing Nolensville Pike. Our interest is from the backside of it. And that restaurant's not going to be opening anytime soon. If they need any copper anyway. Maybe the guys will try to sell it back to them. Do you pay attention? I know the NFL.com is counting down that top 100 thing every,
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, it's just, two things I used to be really into. That Countdown and Hard Knocks. Like, I'm DVRing Hard Knocks. I still haven't watched the first episode yet. The second episode, I believe, is tonight, right? No, it was last night.
Yeah, last night, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'll eventually, but, Hard Knocks used to be appointment television, right? You had to, watch it when it originally aired. It's like, I'll get to it. Yeah, that Countdown, it's cool because it's voted on by the players. And what they always say, real recognizes real. So I think that's more of a legit Countdown than, say, some gas bag like Stephen A. Smith giving his Countdown or something like that, or whoever you want to say. These are by the players, so it's a little bit more legit. But to answer your question, I'm not really all that into it.
No,
I know Jeff Simmons is on there. I'm sure Henry will be in the top 10, maybe top 5. Who else do you think from the Titans? Kevin Byard,
maybe, yeah. Jeffrey Simmons, Dylan Radins.
Julius Chestnut?
Yeah.
Doesn't Julius Chestnut sound like a 90s NBA player? Could you see Marv out? And Julius Chestnut! Oh, what a move! With Round Ball Rock by John Tesh playing in the background. That theme song from the NBA on NBC? That's called Round Ball Rock. And it was written by John Tesh. Did you know that?
I knew he had written, John Tesh had written something like that, but I didn't know exactly what it was.
It's called Round Ball Rock.
Yeah, John Tesh. He tours. He's totally committed to his music career.
Had a really nice syndicated radio show, kind of like Delilah. It's a good show.
Michael Bublé. I think he was at Bridgestone last night.
He was.
Now he can sing. I like him.
He's a talented guy, man. A little corny for my taste, but he's talented.
Yeah, it's tough being really super cool, isn't it, man?
How would you know?
Yeah, you're the one said the other day I wasn't cool at all.
I didn't say that. Yeah, did I say that?
Yeah, you said
that. I didn't mean that. You're cool. Did. Greg, you're cool. You're plenty cool.
Oh, man. Just cool is measured in different ways for different people, right?
Right.
Your cool is not my cool, and my cool is not your cool.
Exactly.
Right.
So, all right. Yeah. See, we finally agree on something.
Mm-hmm. But I did have a jazz show. I had listeners in 30 countries.
I know, man.
So that's pretty cool, right?
Are you bringing that back? What is the status of that?
I don't think so. Yeah,
that sucks.
I know. But not where in that form.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've got enough on my plate right now. It was a really good 4-year run with it.
Mm-hmm.
Had a lot, reached a lot of people, and I became friends with a lot of great people over the years. Obviously, that's manifested itself here, mostly on our Picking with the Pickers. Well, that's coming back here in a... Everything's starting right now.
I know, man.
August is nuts.
Greg?
Yeah.
I'll talk to you after the show, but we could maybe do something with that jazz show.
A Sunday night jazz show right here on 560 AM.
I'll give you a year off to recover. You got a lot going on, but I'm dead serious. There's something later on down the road where that could be an option.
Is the
see, you never say never.
The expansion of all of the radio stations of our our brothers and sisters.
Never know.
Stations, music station. I know we got a music station. That runs out of here, right?
Yeah,
where can people listen to that?
790 AM, 1049 FM.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know that?
It's oldies.
It's an oldies station. Yeah. I know. I go back there to the bathroom and listen to the oldies music. On the
music of your life.
That's true.
Everybody.
Not going to the bathroom now. We have no running water either around here. What the hell? We got to bring our own electricity next? What? I got a generator I can bring.
You're from Kentucky. You're used to it. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That was low hanging fruit. I shouldn't have said that. No, it wasn't.
Well, you
shout out to everybody listening to us in the Bluegrass State.
All of our,
which actually isn't a state; it's a Commonwealth. We love you, Kentucky.
All of our listeners who have Kentucky ties that John just pissed off. Thank you for listening to us. We really. Well, I told you the joke, right? I've told it before, right? That I'm like, when I open up, you get invited to civic groups, mm-hmm. Groups to talk to, and I know we're up against a break, but I always open it up. You know, I moved down here, from Kentucky in the mid '80s to go to work at the Nashville Banner, and I said, one of the first things that I had to learn is that if you get married in Kentucky and you move to Tennessee and get a divorce, are you still considered brother and sister?
But
hit the break. Just hit that break.
Current vehicle, maybe looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle? Hey guys, it's Zach. Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is the best choice for your vehicle needs. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are taken care of. I should know because I've seen it firsthand. Every vehicle I've purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, and I love the entire process. Now, I don't want you to forget about their award-winning parts and service department. It has everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. They're open there 24/7, 365 days a year. Or give them a call at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
All 5 Middle Tennessee locations of Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are open for dine-in service, plus takeout and curbside. That's right, you can dine in or out at their locations in Bellmead, Murfreesboro, Hendersonville, Old Hickory, and the newest location at Nipper's Corner. Happy hour is Monday through Friday from 3 to 7 and features beer, liquor, and wine specials. Sam's Place and Sam's Sports Grill are the best eats and the best seats for every game. Follow them on social media and check out samsportsgrill.com.
Hey, Braves fans, it's time for baseball, and that means it's time to cheer on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, in the 2022 season. Attorney Klein Preston of the Klein Preston Law Group wants you to join him in cheering on the World Series defending champions, the Atlanta Braves, for the start of the 2022 season. Here's to another amazing season for Braves Country here on your home for the Atlanta Braves, Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. Today is going to be mostly sunny, high 86. Mainly clear tonight, low 62. Saturday, sunny, high 88. Sunny skies Sunday with a high of 92. A thunderstorm possible Monday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
You'll give us a call. You know, you live and you think things are, well, I haven't heard that before. Pirates infielder Rodolfo Castro has been suspended for one game, fined an undisclosed amount by MLB. He violated the electronic device policy. He was going first to third and slid into third, and his cell phone fell out of his pocket.
I saw the highlight of that. And then he tried to give it to his third base coach. And he no-sold him. He's like, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Don't give that to me. I don't want that.
He's got his cell phone in his back pocket.
Yeah. You saw the highlight, right?
Yeah.
Just popped out. And he's like, he goes to the umpire. He was like, hey, man, you dropped your cell phone.
Your phone's over here. I guess they eject you right away for that, right?
But I guess not. Yeah, well, I guess they find you after the fact.
Well, it's, you know, I don't. I love this fact. Because it violates their policy. They got firm restrictions on electronic devices on the field, the dugout, potential for sign stealing, and other acts of subterfuge. What's he going to be standing on second base texting the batter? It's a curve?
Yeah. Watch the hook. Watch the hook. Slider low and outside. Don't swing.
Well, anymore, you get, you know, the pitchers. A lot of them are having trouble with that.
Pitchcom, I think they call
pitch-com,
it.
Yeah, pitchcom, where they get it. It's really weird. The catcher's not doing anything,
right?
Yet the pitcher's shaking no.
Right.
The pitcher's shaking. I was watching that last night with the by the way, good win for the Brewers. An extra inning is over the Dodgers last night.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, the catcher wouldn't be doing anything, and the pitcher's out there shaking him off. I go, he's not giving any signs. And I go, oh, he's shaking off the pitching coach, giving him in his head, and it's just things you thought you'd never see, right?
Right.
You know.
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. It really is. But, yeah, I remember seeing the highlight. And so the guy, the umpire, third base umpire points and says, I think that's yours. So dude picks it up, and he tries to give it to his third base coach, who just no-sells him. He's like, don't give that to me, man. I don't want that. That was crazy. So he got suspended one game?
Yeah, and fine. They didn't say how much. Yeah. He said afterward, I don't think there's any. He said, I didn't. He said, it's horrible to have me apologize. It was unintentional. Yeah, I don't think. Yeah. But why has he got the cell phone in the.
Because he's probably tweeting during the game.
Why?
Because he's a millennial. That's why. Because young people today. That's why.
maybe he's going to FanDuel.
He's probably, like, you know, posting pics, you know, on Instagram, like, hey, here I am in the dugout, you know, I'm batting this inning, check me out, you know what I mean?
But here's the deal, he's appealed it.
Oh, geez, bro, let it go.
Look, I mean, what is there, though, that wasn't my phone?
Right, yeah. It's like that time.
I was holding it for somebody.
It's like that time Damon Stoudemire, remember him?
Yeah.
Good point guard, played in the NBA.
Arizona College.
Yeah, and I think he played for the Portland Trailblazers, among other teams. They found 20 pounds of marijuana in his house, and he told the cops, it's not mine, I don't know how I got there. Okay.
Did they believe him?
No, they didn't.
Not my phone. Hey, coming up next hour, you're going to be getting out of here pretty soon.
You gotta go in a little bit. I'm going to
hang another one. And then we got our two high school football coaches for our Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week. Springfield's Dustin Wilson and Greenbrier's John Elmore. We'll be talking to those guys here. And, of course, that's our game Friday night, Joe Fisher and myself. So looking forward to that. Big weekend, our kickoff, and then also the scoreboard show that night with your buddy Bruno and Ray and Devlin.
I'm sure he'll provide a lot of insight. Please.
All right. That just sets you up right.
ABC News, I'm Jim Ryan. Rudy Giuliani has arrived in Atlanta to testify before a special grand jury investigating alleged attempts to undermine the 2020 election. Here's ABC's Steve Osunsami.
This specially purposed grand jury meeting here in Atlanta doesn't have the power to charge anyone with a crime, but it does have the power to force witnesses to show up. And that's what's happening today here with the former mayor of New York. Rudy Giuliani has been ordered by the court to appear and answer questions under oath over claims that he helped spread wild stories about the 2020 election here.
A federal judge will rule tomorrow on whether the affidavit that led to the Mar-a-Lago search should be unsealed. The Justice Department is against it, saying that making it public could jeopardize the investigation. Outspoken Trump critic U.S. Representative Liz Cheney has lost her primary to Trump-backed candidate Harriet Hageman. Cheney says she lost because she refused to go along with the lie that the 2020 election was rigged. This is ABC News.
Technology lets you monitor your dog over your phone as he destroys your couch. But to monitor threats to your hybrid workforce, you need more than technology. You need CDW to assess risks and arm your team with pre-configured HP notebooks equipped with HP Wolf Security. AI-enabled threat detection, built-in security, and remote management keep your endpoint safe 24/7. Unlike that antique vase. HP makes always-on remote security possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/HP.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Lieutenant, can you tell us what happened today?
Our officers responded to a crash on I-40 westbound this morning. The driver of a pickup truck lost control of the vehicle, veered left, and went into a ditch.
911, what's your emergency?
We've been in a crash. Please send someone. My fiancé is hurt.
A front seat passenger was wearing a seatbelt. She survived without injury. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from the truck. He died at the scene.
Law enforcement writes tickets to save lives. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office.
Finding the right person for the job isn't easy. Just ask someone who hired a stuntman to do their home renovations.
Just finished a new sunroom, Mrs. C. The best part is I used candy glass for all the windows, so you can do this and this. Doesn't hurt a bit either.
But if you've got an insurance question, you can always count on your local GEICO agent. They can bundle your policies, which could save you hundreds.
And if you don't want to take the long way to the kitchen, the walls are breakaway too. See?
For expert help with all your insurance needs, visit geico.com/local today.
Are you ready to rock, boys and girls?
Behold, it's the single greatest thing on earth.
Are you listening to me?
Welcome back to the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show, brought to you by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Let's take some calls from the public, shall we?
Join the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show now on the Cure Hotline, 615-844-5600.
Hold your nose because the bull's about to fly.
Ow. Now, here's Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton.
It is hour number two. John Burton, Greg Polk, Adam Johnson sitting in today. Patton Cook will be here tomorrow. Got the operations manager in here operating things. 615-844-5600. You want to give us a call? Let's go to the phones. Clay.
Just let me talk, Greg.
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Clay. How are you?
Now, Pogi, you were talking about, I've got something to ask you about.
All right.
So I think I've got this straight now. Your wife is she's a tough cookie, isn't she?
Annie Oakley. Yep. She
you live out in the boonies, and she's, I guess she's got pistols, she's got shotguns, and she just goes out there middle of the night, takes care of business, right?
She did last night. She shot a possum with her handgun and then trapped a raccoon, and she took care of that as well. So what's he in the washing machine? What was that?
Clay's at the car wash, and it's probably the same car wash that he broke down at last month, and they had to get towed from and block the whole car wash in Bellevue all day. Is that the same one you're at, Clay?
Clay, what's going on over there?
It's the same one. I'm going through a car wash.
So you call us while you're going through a car wash?
Well,
Anyway,
JB?
Yes.
You've got Columbia Blue on today, correct?
I do, yes.
So News Channel 5 with training camp going on and things like that, y'all are going all two-tone blue with the Tennessee Titans. Is that correct?
No, not really. I just, you know what? It was at my desk one day and said, hey, wear this when you're doing stuff during the summer. I said, okay.
Then it's not two-tone either.
But yeah. I do have, you know, now that I think of it, I do have a Columbia one. I do have a navy blue one. We have a lighter blue one. That's kind of our colors, though. We're kind of blue and red, you know, the natural or News Channel 5 colors. But I wouldn't say that we're, you know, doing that specifically for the Titans. It just kind of worked out that way. Now, I can tell you in Pittsburgh, I can tell you in Kentucky, you know, the sports reporters there, when they go on the road with, you know, the Wildcats for, like, the NCAA tournament, they all wear blue. And a lot of reporters in Pittsburgh wear black and gold. I never did.
Truth be known, though, JB, you're from Syracuse, New York. Is that correct?
Just east of there, yes.
So you're a New York Giants fan, number one.
Right.
Number two, you're probably a Steelers fan.
Not a Steelers fan. Never was.
Not a Steelers fan.
Nope.
So are you a Tennessee Titans fan now that this is your home?
No. I just cover the team. You know, I don't have a emotional rooting interest in there. Obviously, I prefer... They play well. It's the job's more fun and it's easier when they're playing well. So,
JB,
JB. It's only natural, I think, that you would pull for the home team, sure. Even in that setting. When I was a beat writer, of course, you've got to be down the middle with it. Everything,
right,
but
right.
Yeah, but you get to know the people,
right?
And you hope good people have good things.
I'm more of a fan of, like, individuals, right?
Yeah,
when I was in Pittsburgh, like Willie Parker, the running back, I liked him. Joey Porter, the outside linebacker. I hosted his weekly TV show with him. You know, got to know him real well. So I, you know, like for the Titans, for example, like I root for Kevin Byard, right? You know, because I just think he's just a great dude. You know, I'm getting to know Malik Willis a little bit. I'm really rooting for him to have success. So it's more along those lines than, you know, I honestly couldn't care less, you know, about the results of the game because I have to do my job no matter what. But like you said, I mean, it's good for business when the local teams win. So
I got to meet
now.
I got to become friends with the late Mike Heimerdinger.
Yeah,
and I had him down to the Stones River Country Club to speak to a group, and then there was going to be golf right after that, and then him and I went to dinner, and he was talking. And he goes, "You know, you're not a bad guy for a news guy." Right? Yeah. And I go, "You're not a bad guy for a coach." He said, well, you know, but you would, you know, you seem like pretty down the middle, but you, if you needed to, you'd rip me, you would. And I said, in a New York minute.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean,
you're taught, you know, if you're getting into this, you know, don't root for the teams that you cover because it ruins your objectivity.
And don't
come
too close to the people you're covering either.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. You got to keep certain things at a distance because, you know, like, I genuinely like and respect Mike Vrabel, but, you know, I got to be able to come on this show and give my opinion if I feel like he should be ripped for something.
You know what, though? And the
players and coaches know that, and they respect the guys that will, you know, that will, hey, rip them. But as long as you keep it on the field, you don't make it personal, right? And you show up to practice. So I'll give Knucklehead Down the Dial a little bit of credit. He shows up to practice every now and then, even though some of the stuff he says is just...
Well, you know. And two, you... you hope for their success, but I mean, you really it doesn't matter.
It doesn't affect my life or my job. Yeah. You know what I mean? I gotta show up and do the job.
The hardest thing, I'll tell you what though, the hardest thing I ever did was cover Vanderbilt the 2 years with Rod Dowhower. I think they went 1-10 both years, something like that. And I just hated going in there looking at those kids
right,
every
because
game.
When the Titans went through that 2 years where they went 5-27, you know, Wisenhunt got fired, the whole deal. Having to go in that locker room and try to, you know, talk to those guys. I mean, I felt for guys like Jason McCourty and Michael Griffin, right? And, you know, for the early part of that, Delanie Walker, guys that were just busting it every day and not getting any kind of, you know, positive results. So you feel for those guys, right?
Well, and you don't have the access that you once did. I mean, with, you know,
it's a lot different these days.
Wide open locker rooms, total access.
Right.
You don't have that anymore.
Now, open locker room is coming back, but it's, you know, you're on a time limit. I mean, after a while, they'll be like, all right, get out. So, does that answer your question, Clay?
Yes. Last thing. The Atlanta Braves. Pogie, I'm going to use a word maybe that you like and not that word that you don't like that John taught me. You like to mention red booty factor.
The RBF, baby.
The Atlanta Braves have the red booty factor coming out of New York, and they're just flat taking it to the New York Mets. So, with that said, JB, do I bang with the promo code Greg P., the Atlanta Braves sweeping the New York Giants and turning this thing into 1.5.
Oh, you mean the New York Mets? No, because Scherzer's pitching today and DeGrom's pitching tomorrow. So I would, I'd be happy that you won the first two games and try to win one of the next two. They're not going to sweep.
I do think it's a race again, though.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Especially if you win one of the, if you find a way to win one of the next two and take 3 out of 4, you're in business.
Well, I think I did a pretty good job. Hopefully in this call I didn't tick Greg off.
No, but we appreciate the car wash effects as well. By the way, if you're just taking the game tonight, let me see what the spread is. I'm going to guess. You want to guess about tonight, the Braves, with going against Scherzer? I'm going to say the Mets are -175.
That sounds right.
All right. I haven't looked. Because, of course, the Odorizzi is going for the Braves. The spread is 152, -152. So not that much. Not as big, though, as I thought it would be.
Right.
With Scherzer. Yeah, the Braves are +129. Excuse me. And the Mets -152 tonight. Thought it would be more than that. I guess it's just because of the way the Braves are hitting the ball right now.
They
all
are.
All the way through. And if you didn't hear, Michael Harris, 21 years old, he gets rewarded with a 8-year, $72 million extension. They now have, not counting Dansby Swanson, but they've got 5 core players locked up through 2025.
Right. And Swanson,
including Matt Olson.
This is Swanson's walk year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, and they got that prospect that they really liked that came up and hit a home run last week. What's that guy's name?
Grissom. Vaughn Grissom.
Vaughn Grissom.
Yeah.
He's a shortstop, correct?
Right.
So, they're going to figure out, will that guy be ready to go and play at the major league level next year?
I can't see them not re-signing. Dansby's too important, I think, to the team on and off the field.
Yeah, because he's a hometown guy. He's from Marietta. I mean, you know, and he's been such a valuable, maybe a shorter-term deal, and then, to buy them time for this Grissom guy to develop and be ready to come up to the major league level. That's going to be interesting,
615-844-5600. Let's go to the phones. Schmitty. What's up, Schmitty?
Good morning. Yeah, that's
Schmitty, you happy? We're talking baseball.
I love it, man. I haven't heard you talk about the Pinstripers. They did score a run last night, right?
Yeah, they've won. They've scored a grand total of 1 run in their last 3 games. The two New York baseball teams combined to score 1 run last night. They are free falling. They've lost 11 of their last 13. They've lost 5 straight series. I mean, they are just, I don't know what's going on.
They still have a 10-game lead, right?
Yeah, but they're going to go. They're going to be one and done in the playoffs. I don't see them beating Houston. I don't think they can beat. I don't think they can beat anybody right now. Quite frankly, I don't think they can beat Nolensville Little League right now.
Well, Hope they win today, the little kids anyway. Hey, Greg, did you know last night was one of the best pitching matchups in 50 years? My dad told me about that. Do you know that?
Who with?
Well, I guess you didn't know then. Verlander and Cease for White Sox. Both pitchers, their ERA was under 2. That's the first time in 50 years that has happened.
Verlander's been an absolute machine this year. That guy's unhittable.
For the White Sox, the pitcher for the White Sox, that was the first time he gave up 3 runs. That was the first time in 15 games where he had given up more than 1 earned run. That's amazing. I never heard of the guy until this year.
Well, the White Sox, you know, that division with the Indians, the Twins, the White Sox, all 3 teams are within 1 game. Yeah, so that one's going to go to the wire. Sort of like, I think, the Brewer, the winner of that.
Guardians.
The Indians?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Man, the Guardians, whatever.
Speaking of the Twins, a guy from Smyrna pitched pretty good last night.
Sonny, how'd he do?
Six scoreless innings. Got the win.
Bad news about Walker Buehler, though. I hated that for him. His season's over.
Shut him down, right?
Yep.
Then that's you're talking about the deal that Harris with the Braves. They probably got a pretty good deal on that for $9 million a year.
Yeah, because he continues on the trajectory we think he's going to be on, that's going to be a steal.
What's an 8-year deal?
8-year.
He'll only be 29 when the deal's up, and he could still cash in for a huge money deal.
At $9 million plus, $9 million a year.
That's a bargain because that kid's a stud. All right, Schmitty, what do you got on the Titans, man? Here we go, preseason game number 2. Let's talk some training camp. Come on, Schmitty, let's go. Football.
I can want to see the third string kicker, how he does, and the snapper.
So, Schmitty, if it were up to you, we would just talk baseball for 2 hours on this show.
I understand.
He's not a one-trick pony.
We live, you know why my dad sold the Sounds? Because he knew when the Titans got here, after working for the Rangers, he knew it was going to be very hard to get any media. And John, you do a great job. You can show y'all show the Sound scores. Our local
and
paper,
highlights.
Our local newspaper. They don't even put the standings. You don't even know the Sounds are in first place.
Yeah. Do they have a beat writer?
No.
They do not.
Well, their deadline's like 6 o'clock at night. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because they print it in Knoxville.
Right. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and Greg, didn't your Brewers? They did the same thing. Signed up the guys early, didn't they?
Let me think here. They did the Braun thing. Yeah, that by the end of that wasn't a good deal. But so
cheater.
All right, guys. Good to hear some baseball talk.
Yep. All right. Let's go to the.
I had to bust Mike's chops a little bit.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, we're going to keep it all in the family. And Steve, good morning.
Steve-O.
Hey, good morning.
Different Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, this is the Schmitto Steve. This is
okay.
Regular old Steve. I was looking over the Vandy schedule, and if they can. What do you guys think the chances are for them to go 3-0? That would mean winning in Hawaii. Of course, not getting upset by Elon like they did with East Tennessee State.
Mm-hmm.
And then beating Wake Forest, which has a solid program, but I understand Wake Forest is not going to have their quarterback back by that time. I wonder how good Vanderbilt's going to be. I know they're supposed to have a really good running back. Just very curious about them. I don't know a lot about them.
They have a potentially dynamic quarterback in Mike Wright, a mobile quarterback with a very strong arm. They have actually a stable of good running backs. Could they go 3-0? Yeah, they could. I'd have to see it before I believe it. You know what I mean? Because
yeah, I know what you
they
mean.
Could they
sure.
could they could win they could easily win those first 3 games, but they could easily lose 2 out of those 3 games. It's just you just don't know with Vanderbilt. You know what I mean? Defensively, they've got some studs.
With Sam Hartman out, that's the Wake Forest quarterback. Wake Forest, before that news came out, preseason top 25.
Right. And, so they could be had.
Yeah,
sure.
Made the ACC championship game. Right. But again, their quarterback's out indefinitely. Some medical issue. They didn't say exactly what.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives them a chance. A trip to Northern Illinois, too, right? I mean, that's sort of a wonky type of game there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Northern Illinois is always in a bowl. They're always good.
They're always solid every year. So I mean,
yeah.
Why is Vandy going to Northern Illinois? I guess I know it's a home and home deal.
Yeah, why are they doing that? Why do they do what they do over there? Like they schedule Stanford. You know why? Why do you do that? You know,
I like that. That's
he's like why do they do that? Why? Yeah, we'll ask Candace Kentucky, next time we talk to her.
Well, Kentucky loads up, you know, with four very winnable non-conference games. That's what they did with James Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Well, Louisville, they got Louisville every year, and, you know, they've been down, but that's been a very, you know, that swings back and forth for Kentucky.
Well, that's a good point. That's not a game you're going to get as a gimme, that's for sure. But it seems like Kentucky's other three games then, besides Louisville,
I've always said that. You want to win every one of your non-conference games and try to split in conference play. That'll get you to six wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or not split. Go 3-5, rather. That'll get you to six
wins. Problem for Vandy is, I think,
or seven.
I think Brad Power said they're probably going to be an underdog in every SEC game they play this year. So
I'm sure they will. I'm just curious. And if Wake Forest was top 25 preseason, that means they've probably got really good linemen and skill players.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's going to be a hard one. Vanderbilt's just going to have to be a lot better to win a game like that. But,
yeah.
Man, I've been so busy. Are you guys having Brad Powers back on Wednesdays?
Yeah, you missed him last hour every Wednesday.
Yeah, I figured. I thought so.
Well, you can go back to SoundCloud and all of our social media platforms and
you can
get it.
Friday with Bill on his show.
How do I do that? Because I wanted to hear
WNSR.com, and then if you click on our show, it can go down to the very bottom below our bios. It has a list of all of our guests in chronological order, and you can click on those interviews.
Right, that particular segment.
Oh wow, okay, I'll check that because it's not on your app. It used to be on your app. You could find it on the app, and now it's just like. So just go to the WNSR.com.
Right, and then click
WNSR.com, and then click live shows, and then click the Greg Pogue and John Burton show, and then scroll the bottom of the page, and all of their audio archives are listed at the bottom of their page.
Very cool.
Their show page.
Yep.
Very cool. Well, hey, guys. I hope the Doors and the Titans, I think the Titans are going to be good. I just have a feeling that the Titans are going to be, like very good. And it's just mainly because of their defense.
Yeah, I was going to say their defense is going to be very good. You know, I still have a few questions about their offense vis-a-vis, you know, Henry bouncing back after an injury, the wide receiver position, and offensive line.
Right. Yeah. But, man, when you do have Henry, and what I've been hearing, how good he's been looking, you know, I don't know. I'm excited about the Titans. I really am. I can't wait to see them play. Well, anyway, guys, great show. Greg, I hope I do meet you Saturday if you have the time.
Yeah, I think I'm going to come by after the TSU scrimmage about 1:30 or so. So anyway,
that'll be great. Yeah.
All right,
we got two things that we want to give to you and John Burton over there.
Well, and you're going to give them to me to give to John?
Oh, I'll never see it.
Adam, I got you a goodie bag.
Hey, John, you might get them both. Greg might not want them.
Okay.
You out of here, buddy? Hey, thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Call back more often.
You going to camp?
Yeah, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Right. I'm going to go check out Bucks and Titans little joint practices. Anything crazy happens, I'll text you, or I guess it's an open practice, so you can tweet what you see.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well,
at John Burton,
Elvis's the anniversary of his death was 45 years yesterday. So, in honor of that, John Burton has left the building. So, see you, JV.
See you.
Now let me tell you about QuickFlow HVAC LLC, reminding listeners that over 10 million veterans are unemployed looking for work. Visit showyourstripes.org to learn more. This message brought to you by QuickFlow HVAC LLC, our local HVAC contractor for all your HVAC needs. Give the pros a call today, 615-326-7031, 615-326-7031. That's QuickFlow HVAC LLC, asking employers to please consider hiring a veteran. They're professionals who care. Next segment, wide open. You want to give us a call? Please do. 615-844-5600.
One of the things I love about betting my favorite sports is that I'm always finding new player props, game props that I like. And what's cool about FanDuel Sportsbook, you can combine prop bets from multiple games, now even multiple sports. It's called Same Game Parlay Plus, and you can only find them at FanDuel. Combine player props you love with your favorite baseball home run hitters for a chance to score an even bigger payout. Let's say maybe you don't want to build your own. No problem. Check out their popular Same Game Parlays, where you can join the other bets users are jumping in on. If you're new to FanDuel, just sign up. Use the promo code BKing. Get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Just use that promo code BKING.
21 and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued with non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Red Line 1-800-889-9789.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Hey, it's Patton Cook from Run With It. Let me tell you about my friends over at Smiles by Design. Dr. Dwayne Jones and his team focus on providing you with personalized, gentle care that you deserve. I started going to Dr. Jones 2 years ago, and he has completely changed my smile. They are located at 105 3 Industrial Boulevard, unit 1001 in Smyrna. You can visit their website at drdwaynejones.com for more information, or you can call them at 615-355-1033. So be sure the next time you're looking for dentistry services, give my friends at Smiles by Design a try.
Greg Pogue, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. JB's off to Titans camp. Bucks and Titans going at it right now, and again tomorrow morning, and then again Saturday night, 6 o'clock at Nissan Stadium, and preseason game number 2. To the Cure Hotline we go again. Kenny the Mailman. What's up, Kenny?
Greetings, dear friend. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well.
But believe it or not, I'm sort of glad John left, because the wonderful and gracious Babette just got off the line with me. And she was hopping mad about his remarks about her man, Michael Boudelier. So she said, you give him the ride. And I don't want to, because I like John, but boy, is he in for it the next time he's there.
Yeah, I mean, what did he say that he was just...
Cheesy.
Cheesy?
Yeah. Now, that's the fan. I'm the innocent bystander, okay?
All right.
But we've seen him. He is excellent. Everything's A+. When someone puts their heart in it and does an A+ show, even if I'm not a fan, I can appreciate it. Yeah, that's a top notch right there.
Well, I'll pass along the information.
Little info. Yeah. Now, two pieces of info for you.
All right.
I've been hearing some commercials. Is Joe Fisher going to be involved in y'all's high school coverage?
Yes, it is. Yes, he is. We've had that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. He and I will be doing the Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week starting this coming Friday night, Springfield at Greenbrier. And so, yeah, Joe returning to the broadcast booth, and we'll be doing our game of the week. About every Friday, I think we've got one or two Thursdays maybe in there as well. So, yeah.
That's a college-level broadcast. Let me differentiate. Is it going to be Pogster or Greg Pogue?
Oh, it's Greg Pogue. It's Greg
Pogue. Excellent. That's what I wanted to hear. I'm going to ask you some questions about that behind the scenes because that is so refreshing and good. I pull for Joe.
Yeah, good dude.
Well, one other piece of info for you. Tony Dungy is, were you aware Tony Dungy's going to be in town next Friday?
Yeah, him and his wife are inspirational speaking. I think C.C. Winans is part of that as well. By the way, right next to us, there is this huge church that's been turned into a complex with recording studio, a venue to what, and it's owned by C.C. Winans and her company. We're neighbors. Yeah.
Another A-plus, wonderful, absolute individual. If you call that church or have Adam call that church, I've already heard Tony on two other shows being interviewed, asked anything about it. I'm sure he would come on with you, and he is just an amazing individual. I've heard him in person before, too. So, two pieces of info plus a warning for John Burton. I'm going to have to gently get on to him next time.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you.
All right, Kenny the Mailman, everybody. Ghetto. Is this the guy's name's Ghetto? All right, Ghetto.
What is going on, Pokester? Long time no talk.
Where you been, man?
Man, I've been in New York.
They got phones up there. You can listen on the app.
Yeah, I listen on the app. I know it's been a while, but what's going on with my Mets against them Braves, man?
Well, they took 4 out of 5 last weekend, and the Braves trying to get back into it, 3.5. Now they got to go through Scherzer tonight and DeGrom tomorrow night if you're a Braves fan. That boy, I tell you what, when you can trot those two out back-to-back, that'll stop a losing streak in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. But, I just called in to let you know I'm back. So, you know, football season, I'm ready.
All right, man. How long were you gone?
Man, about 2 years, man, since the last time I talked, whenever you and David was all together.
Good. Well, that's been more than 2 years.
Yeah.
That's been about 14 or 15.
2011.
Yeah.
2011?
2011.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm back. So.
All right. Well, good to have you, man.
All right, man.
All right. Cool. Ghetto. The Ghetto has returned. From New York, he was a little.
I'll take him.
He was a little off on the David Coleman years there. Of course, the progression.
I just can't believe it's been since 2011 since I've had his rib rub. That's some good stuff. Now
you know. Since then, he has become a grandfather. Oh, David Coleman, Akili,
that's good for him.
Akili's son. Oh, he married. Akili's in the service, right, and still doing very well with it. But he was worked with Kermit Davis in the MTSU basketball team down there. First started as a manager, then on it like a graduate assistant. Everything. He went into the armed services and met a girl at MTSU that he ended up married. Just a beautiful lady. But, yeah, David Coleman, everybody knows David.
So Ghetto would remember Weenie Wednesday.
It was Weenie Wednesday. Yeah, and, you know.
Those are the good morning show.
Yeah, and we have things like, for example, when Big Joe and I did it, we had the best worst thing, you know, and we did the birthday game and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That showed up on his what he's doing over there.
Of course it did.
Yeah, you know. That's good things. They did it. Him and Chase did it yesterday. I'll go ahead and say that. But they make you get within 2 years, where we only made you get within 3. So they've tightened it up a little bit.
How many years did you and Coleman do the morning show?
10, I guess.
10?
Early. That it was Bill King. Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to bring this up, Adam.
Yeah, I know. That makes sense.
I haven't told because Bill King and I were doing the afternoon shows. And some young punk named Adam Johnson would come from Hillwood High School I don't either, because it's nothing like the one today. That's for dang sure. Remember that? Bill King and I were in the afternoons, and then we went in the morning show. Before that was Bargatze and Bobby Blacktop.
Yep.
Yeah, the very first morning shows in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yeah, but it was 01. I started producing, and you guys probably did the afternoon show for a year or less.
Yeah, and then I went to the morning.
And then you went to the morning. So you were probably in the mornings 02.
How long was Taylor? Because I see Taylor Zarzar on all stuff now. It's SEC Network.
He's gotten big.
Yeah, kid out of Mobile. Kid, I say that. No, but Taylor Zarzar, you see him on all the telecasts now. How long? Because we did mornings. But then I went right away to the afternoons. Because he came in, and I went to the afternoons with Bill. But
so he was before you and Bill. Okay.
Yeah. And then, I was mornings with him, moved to the afternoons with Bill, and then moved back to the mornings with David.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And then Don West came along.
Don West did middays.
Yeah, right. That came on. That was a really good show. Don West did a great job for us. Really enjoyed that show.
And some goofball named Tom Abraham came along.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Tom Abraham, the big dog.
No, we like Tom. No, Tom's a good guy, and his son Joe is great.
Yeah, really.
Joe is very sharp. Kids, yeah, they kids. Really are. Yeah. He's made some nice looking daughters too. So
well, yeah, and for Tom, his wife's beautiful. Yes, and he's ugly as a piece.
He outkicked his coverage a dozen times.
He's not a good looking man. He's really not. So.
Yeah, Big Dog is down in Huntsville on 97.7 The Zone, I believe. He does like a midday show. So he's still doing his show down there, doing his trifecta on Fridays.
You know, Huntsville's a really cool city.
Yeah.
A very underrated city. Mm-hmm. I know they got a new amphitheater down there, maybe not an amphitheater, but a new arena down there. And very cool city. Very underrated city. Because, you know, you don't go there from Atlanta from Nashville to Birmingham, you just pass it, right? Yeah. On I-65, it's about, 10, 15 miles east of I-65. That whole area through there, Florence and all through there, Bustle Shoals, that part that sort of follows the Tennessee River, really nice part of Alabama. Anyway. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, something we're going to start. Of course, we were talking with Kenny the Mailman, the Mid-State Checkdown Game of the Week this coming Friday night. Joe Fisher and myself will be doing the Springfield at Greenbrier game. Then right after that will be our scoreboard show with Ray and Bruno and Devlin, and then Prep Football Talk the next morning. We'll have that as well. By the way, our legend, Saturday morning, we always do a Prep Legend of the Week at 8:30. It's going to be former Vanderbilt quarterback Whit Taylor. So all you Commodores fans and SEC fans as well. We'll take a break, but when we come back, we're going to go talk back-to-back, the two coaches from this coming Friday night.
Hey Nashville, Ray here. Many of us suffer with anxiety when going to the dentist. You guys need to go check out my amazing friends over at Bite Dentistry. Bite Dentistry is where my family goes for all our dental care. Their mission is to help patients breathe better, smile bigger, and live longer by offering a comprehensive selection of services and total dental care for every member of your family. Bite Dentistry is the only dentist in town trained and certified to offer the Vivos method that helps with people who grind their teeth at night or snore that causes sleep apnea. What's great about the Vivos methods is that it's provided for both kids and adults. They also work with a company called GuardLab, which creates custom mouth guards, which are the same mouth guards used by professional football players. Located at 3212 West End Avenue, Suite 301, Nashville, you can set up an appointment by calling them at 615-866-2129. That's 615-866-2129. And follow them on social media and online at ByteDDS.com. Again, that's ByteDDS.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Dry rub wings are back at Slim Chickens. Fresh, fried, and full of flavor. Like smooth and kickin' cayenne ranch, zesty lemon pepper, or turn it up with new spicy Nashville Hot. Try them today with a meal or feed your hungry crowd. But hurry, they're only back for a limited time. At Slim's, bold flavor is what we do. Download the Slim Chickens app to order and earn rewards.
5X480, Dayton B100 V-Belt, one of the many parts Granger carries. It's also the item that helped Rob carry the day. The job was on hold, deadline fast approaching, but a quick search on Granger.com and Rob found his part. And with same-day pickup at his local branch, he and his crew got the job done, safely and on time. Get supplies and solutions for every industry with real-time product availability. Call, quickgranger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick did it again, going back-to-back. Two wins now in 2022. Up next is the Bad Fast Road Course at Watkins Glen. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Listen to our NASCAR talk show called the Final Lap Weekly wherever you get your podcasts. Every single weekday right here.
Sports Radio, WNSR. It's Greg Pope, John Burton Show, presented by Omni Nashville Hotel. John headed over to Titans camp, catch some of the Bucks and Titans practice against each other today and tomorrow. Of course, they play Saturday night at Nissan Stadium. This coming Friday night, game one. We're excited. Our mid-state checkdown game of the week. Of course, one of the best in the business, Joe Fisher, myself, will be doing the games, and we will be doing Springfield at Greenbrier. Great rivalry up in Robertson County. We're joined now by Springfield coach Dustin Wilson. Coach, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your team this year, just in general. Go over some of the cliff notes for me.
Well, if you start from the beginning, it's always good to have a returning quarterback. So our quarterback's coming back, Devin Crenshaw. Got quite a few offensive linemen returning. But when I speak of returning starters, it ain't just like numbers. Our kids, if they're the best, they'll play both ways. So quite a few kids coming back up front. You know, from LaMarion Turner to De'Ron Grundy, Keon Harden, Terrence Cross, all of them had significant playing time in the past. Our skill positions are returning as well on the offensive side of the ball with your receivers. We lost some good DNs last year and a middle linebacker that we got to replace. Obviously, every kid we got to replace was important last year if you win 10-11 ball games and you go to the quarterfinals. But quite a few kids back. Got a big senior class, which is rare for us. We may be a 5A school, but numbers are still something that we just don't look like the rest of them across 5A.
Well, you mentioned Crenshaw. He passed for 1,166 yards. He ran for right at 1,987. So that in 12 touchdowns throwing, 13 running, certainly, I guess what, the prototypical dual threat quarterback.
Yeah, maybe one day they'll call that the prototypical Springfield quarterback. We tend to be hard headed and put our guys back there just to catch the snap. So it doesn't matter about X's and O's. We're big on the Jimmies and Joes here, and we're biased on our guys, and we love our Springfield boys. But when we do things here, we do try to put one of our best guys at quarterback. And you know, Crenshaw, from being a freshman all the way to junior pro, has been the guy that says that hut, and he's carried that on through high school and started for us at outside linebacker as a sophomore. Now our offensive linebacker coach is mad because we won't let him play over there unless it's some important downs. But, yeah, he's doing a good job at the quarterback spot for us.
And Lamarius Daniels as well, 1,240 yards, 11 touchdowns last year. Talk a little bit about him in the backfield.
Yeah, when I speak of that earlier, I didn't get to the running backs and DBs, but Daniels is back again. He's played some significant minutes since he was a sophomore, and a kid that's not a returning because of injury last year. Or he is returning, but you wouldn't say that because you didn't see him on the roster or get any yards last year with Keontez Wooder. So got a couple kids coming back in the backfield. But Daniels is one of the kids the kind that you hand the ball off and just make coaches look good because he can just take it and score. And Tez is more of a finisher, but Daniels at any point in time can take it the distance and, you know, just get into play and Satan, he'll carry it hopefully quite a bit for us.
What do you have to do to be successful against Greenbrier? I know it's a big rivalry game, not a region game, obviously, but certainly the rivalry there.
Be quiet throughout the week. Don't listen throughout the week. focus on what we got to do. We're so close. All that stuff gets loud. It don't matter if they went to or if they're going to church tonight. I'm sure that somebody goes to church with them. That'll be going on the other side the other night. But you know, when it comes to week one, it doesn't matter who it is. You just got to execute better than another team. Everybody's got to work out the kinks, get going on what they got to do, and it's really just who's make the fewer mistakes. That has nothing to do with Springfield or Greenbrier. That's just got something to do with week one.
Well, Coach, we certainly are excited to broadcast the game Friday night. Good luck to your team, not only this week, but all season long. Thanks, Coach.
Yes, sir. Appreciate y'all.
All right. Of course, Greenbrier, Springfield, and we transition now. We're joined now by Greenbrier Coach John Elmore. Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Doing very well this morning. How you guys doing?
Were you listening to any of that, just sort of trying to pick up a few notes here or there?
Oh, yeah, I just got the last second or two there. So.
Well, tell me a little bit about your team this season. What are we going to be seeing?
Well, we've got some seasoned players this year. Last year we had to play several sophomores, and so they've grown up a little bit going through the teams that we play. So I think that's going to help us this year. Like I said, we're a junior senior dominated team as far as who gets on the field. So we're going to go out the shotgun wing tee. And then defensively, we're a 3-3 team. So try to bring pressure, things like that. But, I'm excited about the possibilities for this year. Of course, you know, when you open with a quality team like Springfield, I mean, they, you know, went up to 5A last year and won the region and made always the quarterfinals. And then, you go to White House next, and then the region that we play in, 5-4-A, it's, they're just challenges all throughout. But I'm anxious to see how we respond and everything this year.
Well, I guess no conversation about Greenbrier football. You got to include Nathan Robinson, the Tennessee commitment. Tell us about Nathan.
Well, Nathan, he's pretty much been a starter since his sophomore season. Of course, he's grown every year. I know last year he was, but right now he's about 6'5", pushing 6'6", about 265, 270 pounds. He'll play outside linebacker for us and plays tight end on offense. Just a, 4.39, 4.0 GPA student, just a wonderful young man. He is one of our hardest workers in the weight room and is a leader on and off the field.
And I know last year you made the move of quarterback Nolan Carson about halfway through the season. He went on and passed for 711 yards and some touchdowns. Just talk about how he's progressed now that he's the guy.
Well, Nolan has really done a good job. He's a junior this year, so like I said, about midway through his sophomore season, we made the move to move him to quarterback. And the young man that was playing quarterback, Braxton Laney, went to tailback for us. So it was. A transition with that, I think, helped us out. Nolan, he's another extremely intelligent young man. He's got good size. He's pushing 6'3", 6'4", himself now. And excellent runner. Of course, he plays safety on defense for the West, so he rarely comes off the field. But he's just a young man that has learned and is still continuing to learn. Like I said, he's only got six games under his belt. So, and then, starting with a quality opponent like we are, here in a couple of days, it's going to be a good test.
And on the other side of the ball, DJ Jackson, I know came up big for you last year, 86 tackles, 20 for loss, 11 sacks. Must be quite a player.
He really is. DJ, and that's one of the things with, Nathan gets a lot of attention and well-deserved, but DJ is a fantastic player in his own right. Those stats are he's all over the field, plays a lot of enthusiasm. He's also a basketball player, so he just, he's got quick hands and, another young man that wears a lot of hats for us. He'll be playing some offense this year as well. So just thrilled to have him with us for one more year.
What do you need to do to be successful Friday night?
Well, we're going to have to play our best game. Of course, no game will ever be perfect, But to beat an opponent like Springfield and with the success they've had over the last several years, Coach Wilson, it's, you know, we're going to have to come in and, you know, keep the mistakes to as few as possible. You can't have the 5-yard penalties, you know, jumping off sides on defense or false starts on offense. You know, if you get a chance to make a tackle on defense, you've got to do that. Maintaining possession of the ball. It's just, you know, it's going to be just one of those challenges because the team he's bringing in, you know, has a lot of talent on it and they're well coached. So it's, you know, we've got to match that.
Coach, I know you've been communicating with our operations manager, Adam Johnson. Thank you for all the hospitality you've shown us thus far. We're so excited that our very first game with Joe Fisher and I'll be up there is this game. We're really looking forward to it. Thanks for all the help. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm thrilled for you guys to be coming up. You know, our folks know about us, so they're excited to have you guys. We'll have you a spot in the press box. And it's going to be, you know, it's going to be an exciting night for us. It's just, you know, regular season is finally here. You know, as much as I love, you know, the weight room things and, you know, practicing and everything, scrimmages, there's just nothing like a Friday night in the state of Tennessee.
Coach, we'll see you Friday night. Thanks for all the help. We appreciate you joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
All right, Coach Elmore. Yeah, Dustin Wilson, the coach at Springfield, and then Greenbrier coach John Elmore. And Adam, I know you've been dealing with him, and they've really just opened their arms and welcomed us, and we really appreciate that.
Yeah, John's been extremely accommodating from the first time I gave him a call. He got back to me right away, and he does a great job at Greenbrier.
Yeah, we appreciate both coaches joining us. We're going to be doing that every week with our game of the week coaches. Look forward to that. Friday night, Mid-State. And before that, though, we will be debuting. We've talked about this. 6:15, 30 minutes before our broadcast time at 6:45, whether it be a Thursday night game or most of them are on Friday nights, Murphy's Matchups, Murphy Fair, the legend, the prep guru, will have a 30-minute lead-in show where he talks about all the games in the state, east, mid-state, west, and obviously focusing on the mid-state for us. But we look forward to that. And then we're kicking off the broadcast at 6:45, kickoff at 7 o'clock on Friday nights. And then right then that night, leading it all the way, to 11 o'clock on Friday nights, the scoreboard show with Ray Doskey and Bruno Reagan and Devlin McKenzie. Looking forward to big Friday night. Then prep football talk on Saturday morning with Coach Bubba and Craig and me. So we got you covered with prep football. We'll take a break and be back and wrap this thing up in a few.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
My dad served in Vietnam, the 82nd Airborne Division. He never talked about it, and my mom knew not to ask. So Dad buried himself in work and self-medicated and would lose his temper sometimes. Loud noises would put him on edge. It got rough. So I finally said to him, "Dad, you gotta get help."
As a family member or friend, you may be the first to notice when a veteran you love has been going through changes. Things like withdrawing, drinking more, or increased anger could be a sign of a larger health concern, but help is available.
Dad finally went to VA for one-on-one and group therapy and got some really great tools to help him manage things. And I got my dad back.
Listen to hundreds of inspiring stories at maketheconnection.net and learn how you can support the veterans in your life. Treatment works. Recovery is possible.
Located at 5410 Murfreesboro Road in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers is one-stop shopping for all your liquor, beer, and wine needs and has been a multiple winner annually in the Best of Rutherford County voting for Best Liquor Store and Top Wine Shop. Featuring the lowest prices, the best customer service with unsurpassed knowledge, City Slickers offers the largest craft beer selection in Rutherford and southeastern Davidson counties and has beer on tap at its growler filling station. City Slickers also sells mixers, sodas, snacks, tobacco products, and the Tennessee Lottery, and can place special orders and assist with all your events and even wedding planning. Make sure you follow City Slickers on all their social media or just give them a call at 615-280-7469. That's 615-280-7469. Located in the heart of Luverne, City Slickers.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture the burger of your dreams. It's on the new DQ Signature Stack Burgers menu. A lineup of five premium burgers, like the Flamethrower Signature Stack Burger and Loaded A1 Signature Stack Burger. With 100% seasoned real beef patties, melty cheese, and a combo of top-notch toppings and sauces galore. This dream burger is calling your name. But it isn't a dream. You're ordering at the DQ drive-thru. The DQ Signature Stack Burgers lineup. Try it today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. Today's going to be mostly sunny, high 86. Mainly clear tonight, low 62. Saturday, sunny, high 88. Sunny skies Sunday with a high of 92. A thunderstorm possible Monday. Utilizing the resources of the Motherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Got a few more moments, and then we're 88 out the gate. Adios, Kazoosh. John Burton is already adios. He's over at the Titans camp. We'll be having sound from that. Pat and Cook will be back with us tomorrow morning. From both, of course, no Tom Brady, no Michael Evans. Don't know about Godwin, I think, maybe somewhat. But we'll see. And we'll see how much the ones go against the ones. How does Derrick Henry get taken to the ground? Does he get hit? You know, Tannehill. Of course, the quarterbacks aren't going to be hit, theoretically. So, yeah, you want to fight, have a quarterback get hit. That's for sure with that. Braves baseball tonight. We've got game three, and so far the Braves just rolled right through the Mets, including 5-0 last night. Charlie Morton goes 6 2/3, only gives up 3 hits, 12 strikeouts. Matt Olson, 3 hits, his 25th home run. Yeah, I know Freddie Freeman hit one last night for the Dodgers and their loss to my Brewers. But anyway, 3.5 back are the Braves right now. And tonight, 6:05 pregame, 6:20 the first pitch. Ditto that start time and everything tomorrow night. Max Scherzer against Jake Odorizzi for tonight. And the Braves have not announced who they're going to pitch yet against Jacob DeGrom. Well, as of earlier this morning, they didn't. They still had TBA on that. But, and the news of the day is yesterday, Michael Harris II, what is he, 21 years old, I believe, 8-year, $72 million extension, and they've now have the Braves now have 5 of their core players locked up through 2025. So, good movement there. And of course, Vaughn Grissom, the new the number one prospect who came up and hit a home run out of Fenway Park in his very first game last week with the Braves. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with him because he's a shortstop by trade. And, of course, Dansby Swanson is in the last year of his contract. So it's going to be interesting to see what's happening there. So, anyway, Adam, have we got the police back out there yet? We figured out who stole everything, all of our air conditioning units and copper from the restaurant below. You started out with quite an eventful day with the fire department, the police department, the hazmat crew, National Guard came in, CIA.
Yeah, sounds about right. No, I have a feeling they're probably not going to figure out who did this, but maybe. We'll see.
Well, they won't. they don't be, won't be coming back because they got everything, right?
True. Yeah, the cops did say they're going to do some extra patrols the next few days around our building. So
yeah,
man, maybe they'll come back and they'll catch them in the act. That would be the best possible thing that could happen.
Well, all right, that's going to wrap it up. Got Bruno and Ray and Zachariah, young Zachariah, as JB calls him, this afternoon with the afternoon stretch. And Braves baseball, game three against the Mets at 6:05 pregame. 6:20 will be the first pitch tonight, Braves baseball. And, of course, game four, we'll have that tomorrow night as well. And then reports from training camp, certainly tomorrow morning as well. That'll wrap it up. Thank you for listening. Jim Rome is next.